Medway councillors now have a new social media code of conduct to abide to. Last night's council meeting agreed on the new guidelines to hopefully avoid offensive and inappropriate comments on the councillors' social media accounts. This comes after an official complaint last year of the Conservative councillor Mike Franklin, who retweeted an image of the Canadian Prime Minister in a mosque, saying he had been worshipping the devil. Labour councillor Vince Maple was the one who filed the complaint, and he defends the continued use of social media.
From my perspective, I am an avid social media user. I will tweet regularly. And sometimes there'll be debate, and I'm not for a moment saying you can't have debate on social media, but there is a line with freedom of speech comes responsibility, particularly if you're an elected member. So I'm hopeful that this new policy puts that in place to say, actually, councillors just need to be aware that what they're tweeting, what they're perhaps putting on Facebook, will be seen by the whole world, and they need to think about that appropriately. It is right and appropriate for people to sometimes have robust debate on social media. That's absolutely appropriate. But it's where that line is crossed. And I hope this policy ensures that nobody crosses that line in the future.
But the code of conduct may not be the final solution. I spoke to the Labour councillor, Trace Osborne, who explained how the new policy works, but also how it may not solve the problem.
If you're inciting racism, or if you're making a bigoted comment, or if what you would say would be considered unacceptable in a council meeting or another public meeting, then there's a right of referral for the community to pass that on to other people. Unfortunately, Standards Committee has very little teeth, so all that can happen at Standards Committee is a reprimand, which actually is very little. So that is the part of the problem with local government and the governance at the moment, is that there is actually very little one can do aside from embarrassing the individual.
While the effectiveness of the new guidelines are not yet proven, it's still gathered cross-party support to ensure councillors are held to account for offensive comments.